Special thanks to Adam Honeyman. Never give a sucker an even break. Break their bones in irregular places. It makes it more exciting for the medical team.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Where are they? They were going to be early. Wait, what? Something happened? Oh. Come on, just turn up now.
This hasn't worked the last 458 attempts. Were it to work now, it would be sheer coincidence.
Turn up now. Turn up.
David!
Oh, Enola. Right. Oh.
Hello. Hi. Oh, did you want to
Yes.
Did you
yes.
read the leaflets?
Yes. No. Get down. Come on. Quick. Get in.
Okay.
Sorry. There aren't any chairs. I don't think it's just all walls. I don't know how to get anything out. But look, seriously. Okay. I need your help, and we need to get this done before Trexel turns up. Why were you so late? What happened?
Perhaps for narrative suspense?
Right, yes. So I've spent a lot of time in the vents, yes, but not perhaps in this particular area.
So?
Some may say I got lost.
You got lost, okay.
Maybe.
Fine, but no problem. I just, look.
Yes.
I need some information about the clones and the clone production. I need some information about clone production, and we need to get this done before Trexel turns up, because if Trexel turns up, then it's just going to be like a whole thing.
And we don't want Trexel and things.
No, exactly.
The worst thing is when, I said it again. Things and Trexel.
Stop saying Trexel. It might summon him or something, but hopefully he'll be later than normal. Anyway, look, I need to know about the clone production facility. Like, where is it? Do you know where it is?
What do you mean? Why?
Because, okay, look, don't tell anybody this, but I have a plan. A plan to turn all of the clones...
There it is! There's when the day starts. It's Trexel.
It's you.
It's you. David, what is the meaning of this?
Why
is this stinking pustule of festering nothing?
How dare you call me a pustule?
You are.
Gobbet of... pig spit!
You hunk of cosmic junk!
You decaying piece of cheese!
You yellowing parchment that has only bums written on it!
How dare you!
It's like a modern-day Algonquin round table, if everyone was a jerk.
Oh, no, he dares!
Don't get up from that one!
Okay, no,
the paper!
Are we done? Are we good? Okay, right.
Well, I think we'll be done, David, when you extract this Why is she here, David? What is the meaning of this?
Who?
Enola! Look, the clickers, they're right there!
No, they're not!
Oh, yes, no, I'm not here. I'm not here at all. Yes, I'm...
Enola isn't here.
Okay. Well, it seems that someone's trying to pull the synthetic wool over someone's eyes. Now, if Enola wasn't here,
yes.
Why is there the distinct smell of failure in the air? Answer me that, David. Why is there failure stank? Oh, is it stinky failure cheese? No, it's stinky failure Enola.
Better than stinky murderer cheese.
Oh, is it? Let's
yes.
put it to a blind taste test. David, eat our respective cheeses.
I don't...
Eat them.
No, okay.
They're metaphorical, David. Get with the program.
But they're both disgusting. All right, look, fine. Yes, Enola is here. Hello, Enola. Right.
Hello.
But...
Hi.
Just look, what are you, Trexel? You tell you what, go home early.
Yes, Trexel, leave.
Enola, this is between me and the clone.
No, it's between me and David. He has a name.
I do have a name, and it is David Seven. It's David Seven. It's...
Sorry.
Okay, fine. It's between me and David. Now, David, I would like
Seven.
Nothing more than to totter off. I've got so many things I'd rather be doing.
Sleeping, do them.
Falling over,
yep.
Drinking a clear fluid that I'm pretty sure is ethanol. It's taking paint off of items in my room, so we must assume. But I don't think I can trust you to be left here with this bad influence. I'm pointing at Enola.
Excellent influence. I'm the best influence, much better than you could ever hope for.
To be fair, That is a low bar.
You're the bat influence. More bat than bat is bat. Okay, I've got look, lost on bat.
You are both broadly neutral influences, but it's fine. Oh. Trexel, we could be trusted. You can go home early. Have a clear
David,
drink on me.
David, there is the delicate task of the brief that needs to be handled, and you can't handle it on your own, let alone with this festering hog.
Right, fine. Look, tell you what. Look, here's the brief. Here it is. Rebrand your face. Look, done. I'll submit it now, fine? Yeah, I'm just going to go submit it.
David, look at me.
Yes?
Do you honestly think you've done right by that client? Do you honestly think you've upheld the fine traditions of Stella Firma with that brief?
Well, face rebranding is very popular these days, you know. I hear about it through, you know, the various...
See? She's getting involved! If I wasn't here, this whole brief would have been done by Enola by now, and they'd look at it and go, why does this brief stink of sadness and loss? And then we found out! Do the brief, David. Let's do the brief properly.
Yes.
Now.
Properly, so it smells of shouting and ethanol.
The new fragrance from Stella Firma Limited. Available from the gift shop.
Exactly. The two most beautiful elements. Next to Phyteron, the most violent element.
If we get the brief done, you'll go, right?
Agreed.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
So, this brief is...
Oh, we're not putting a bucket over Nola's head or something? You're just going to be here during this?
Don't you dare bucket me! I'll bucket you!
Oh,
and
you
your
me,
bum!
I'll bucket you, your bucket face!
Tell you what, Trexel, if you can find a bucket in this room, you could put it over Enola and my head.
Okay, hang on. Oh, that's a shower. Oh, that's... Oh, the disco ball again! Okay, it would appear there's no sort of custodial closet in here, so I suppose we'll just keep quiet, Enola. This isn't for you. David,
right.
Please.
The brief?
Let us as professionals do the brief.
The brief is from Goral Throgmar.
What a stupid... No, professional. What an important customer's name.
He is external seeking wisdom, and he's writing from us from Constructor Creature.
Constructor Creature, make a creature to your provisions. We will fill it with ancient wisdom. It will be a golem, unmoving darkness. Then we put forbidden knowledge inside. Constructor Creature, all the kids love them.
It's true, they okay. do. They do.
Well, I've just read ahead slightly, and I think maybe some of the kids might... Well, the parent... Look, we are requesting tutelage from your legal department. We have lawsuit coming out of our ears. Something to do with horrible conglomerations of creature parts not being ethical or meeting health and safety standards. Or something to do with mauling and mangling. Please
lot of
help.
Air quotes. Lot of air quotes.
Oh, lots. Everything is an air quote. But please help us deal with this before the space bailiffs take our eyes out. We really don't have the assets to spare.
Ooh, it's no good when they come for your eyes. That's when you know you've really messed up.
That's right. The space bailiffs have... You stop it, Enola. Stop coming to my level with your reasonable... Shut your face.
I would never come to your level.
Oh, well, you would, because my level is the top floor of greatness. You'd love to be here. You'd
no,
love
it
me,
isn't.
But you're on the
no,
mezzanine.
It is the basement of a big Wellington boot.
It's whatever basement the Cosmic Lounge isn't on.
So, if the space bailiffs are coming for you, watch it now. There are two options here. Option one, deal with the systemic problems endemic to your product or service. It takes time, it takes money, it takes a day and a half sometimes. Let's not bother. What you do is... You give a false address on all of the legal forms. Space bailiffs can't get you if you haven't got the right space address. They'll turn up to, like, 123 Fake Star and be like, give us all of your assets because of the lawsuits. And then they're like, oh, this is just a trash star. And then you're over in your quadrant laughing and drinking out of a big Wellington boot of victory.
Well, it sounds like they already have their address if they've received the letter.
Oh, no.
Well, that's
look,
true. That's true.
No,
that is a complication.
No, it sounds fine. No, perfect. No, no problem.
This
like we
won't
just,
work.
Actually, yes. That would be, yeah. Do, yes. Yes.
It has come to my attention that you are all your own special kind of idiot.
You're not very sneaky, are you, Enola?
Well, you're not very good.
Ouch. That got me right where I always thought I was quite good. David, she's a meanie. Take her away. I don't want to play anymore.
He deserves this, David.
I mean, yeah.
I prefer
but now
the
he's...
foot of Hadro. At least the foot's something I understand. But this is just mean.
It's already made
mean
a.
It.
He's already made
I'm
a puddle.
Sit on the floor.
I don't know how one man can cry that much.
Well, I'm a big sponge of tears.
This is disgusting. It's all gooey. It's like moist. Oh no! Have you been back on the moisturizer?
Maybe. It's so silky in my mouth.
Sorry, I'm sorry about the moisturizer on your feet. Maybe if we just step back a few. Yes. Back here, yes.
Fine. Yeah, Trexler, you're super good. You're very good.
I'm good. I'm okay.
Why would you lie to him?
What?
He needs the truth.
If you tell him the truth, he goes back down and the floor gets slippery again. Look, he's going. Look, see? This is what I've got to deal with. Anyway, please, just tell him he's good.
Say I'm good.
Then we could submit the brief.
You're good.
He's good.
You're good.
He's good.
You're good.
Check and mate. Point to Trexel. That's right.
Okay, that
I
is
was
not
pretending.
How chess works.
This was all a game to you. I can take it back.
And yet none of us can take back the moments wasted listening to you both.
Wonderful.
Don't take it back, please. We don't have time. Wonderful. Right, okay. So look, there's a problem. They have the lawsuit addresses to go to,
okay.
So the bailiffs will be like, oh, we'll just
oh,
to go
yes,
there.
The bailiffs.
Reframe the debate.
Great, yes, done. Let's send it.
David, the issue here is that people feel that the creatures that they've constructed are mauling them and mangling them and causing loss of life. You know, all of the air quote stuff. All you need to do is say, no, you've misunderstood. These aren't, you know, fun toys. These aren't like soft, nice toys. These are challenging training items, you know? Let's say you've got a corporate event coming up and you want your teams to bond. Well, get them all to design a horrifying, homunculus combination of all of the offcuts of other creatures that is filled with the rage that would be in any being that was constructed in that way. Why must I live? Why must I live? If I must live, you must die. You understand. Genetics.
Right.
And then you have to fight them as a team in order to bond as a team. Team bonding. Now...
So less construct a creature and more build a beast.
Exactly. It's still alliterative, which means it's a good business. All alliterative businesses must succeed, like Big Bertie's Bouncing Bums. The number one bum specialist. Need a bum? Come to Bertie.
Is that a real business, or did you just make that up?
There's no time to look into it!
It is real. I've seen the bums.
Do you have one of Big Bertie's bums?
No. No, this... I grew this myself. On my body.
What a strange thing to have to claim.
Okay.
I don't know why this is so hard for you to believe, David.
Okay, right, yes. Anyway, so the bailiffs have come round. They're knocking on, they're like, knock, knock, knock. We've come to take your eyes. What are we telling you?
David, you've brought up an important idea. Let's roleplay it. You're the bailiffs. I am the construct a creature, I don't know, door lackey. I don't normally roleplay such a lowly position, but for you, David, for you, and only for you, and not for Enola, I will do it now.
Okay, who's Enola?
Enola is a unspeaking houseplant in the corner.
No, I should be a speaking houseplant. They're very fun.
Oh, you know what? That is fun. Enola is a speaking houseplant. Maybe they were cursed.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Okay, right.
A knock, knock, knock.
And then open it at a door.
Hello, stranger!
Houseplant, please, will you give us a moment? I'm sorry, I have a cursed plant here. Often they like to interject.
That's very interesting. Houseplant, how did you become cursed?
I'm not cursed. This is a blessing that I was given by a friendly star witch.
Oh, look, some pruning shears. Snip, snip.
No!
Why did you just kill your houseplant?
Yes, why would you kill... I'm a ghost now, David. I'm a ghost plant now, David. Why did you kill me?
I think I've got a vacuum cleaner around here somewhere.
Point the first, now you're haunted. Point the second, take your eyes. Boom, boom.
Okay, all right. I'll admit, I failed that roleplay. I got too distracted by the houseplant and I didn't do the whole convince you that our toys were actually training tools. But, you know, you get the gist. I don't know if we should do it again.
I'd like to do it again.
Can I be a bigger houseplant?
Tell you what, Trexel can be the houseplant. I'll be the employee, and Enola, you could be the bailiff.
Change places!
Okay,
yes,
right.
Excellent.
Okay. Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Knocky, knocky, knocky!
Opening the door. Oh, hello, how are you?
I'm full of chlorophyll!
Hush, houseplant!
I'm so turgid!
Shh! What a perfectly ordinary plant! Now, I'm here for your eyes. Please hand them over, yes?
Ah, no, but for why are you coming for my eyes, dear bailiff?
Put water on my soil!
I simply do what's on the clipboard.
Sorry, what was that, bailiff? Did you hear something? I don't think... No,
I heard nothing.
No, it was
however,
nothing at all.
Splash me, bro! No,
they do not have to be your eyes. If you happen to have other eyes available...
Ah, well, actually...
we would also accept...
There are some googly eyes affixed to this house plant. Maybe you
not
could take them.
Goggle peeps!
Ooh, how useful! More eyes for our eye collection.
Oh, well, please.
Wonderful. Oh. You may keep your eyes and I accept these as substitute.
Oh, wonderful.
Because that is how a not bribe works.
Well, have a lovely day.
You too have a lovely day, sir.
Goodbye. Oh, kisses.
Oh, no, this is over now.
No, I think that was perfectly fine.
That's how it goes.
None of that was how anything goes.
So what you say? What you're saying, David, to me, in all seriousness, is you think that the way that they can turn away a bailiff is to trade googly eyes that they put on a cursed houseplant.
100%.
By board, I think it might just work. You're a genius, David. You and me, together. Only you and me, just these two. High five.
No, me.
High five. Don't,
me,
don't leave me
Trexel.
Hanging, David.
I did it, Trexel.
You didn't do it. David, don't leave me hanging.
Compromise? Enola, put your hand up.
Okay.
What's that? What's this?
Whoop-a!
Oh!
Ooh,
the triple.
Very rare.
I'll take a hot slap pyramid.
Okay. So we're agreed. We can just put away the brief.
Yes, I think the brief is acceptably handled.
Okay. I'm gonna submit the brief.
Submit it.
And now you leave.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Leave.
Yes.
Leave. Now.
Well, the brief is submitted.
If I was to leave, that would leave you two to scheme and plot. Sleepover. Let's have a sleepover. I brought board games. Now, this game is quite complicated.
Trexel.
It's called Trexel's Tribunal.
Trexel.
And it contains all of the legal documents that I'm supposed to have responded to, but
Trexel.
I haven't gone around to yet. You take this,
this
one
is so
and
important.
You take that one. What?
Trexel, it's so important. I've just heard over the Imogen that they have a fire sale at the Astral Bar because the Astral Bar's on fire.
You do not speak for me.
The fire I set has finally spread! Yes!
There you go!
Right, I'm gonna go get some quick glass bargains. You wait here, and I'll be back in about 23 hours.
Okay, bye-bye-bye! Bye! Okay, he's gone.
Oh, yes, good.
Oh, right, okay.
What a horrible, pompous twit.
That is the most he's wanted to work in... ever.
Mostly because he knew it would irritate you.
Well, I'm not surprised.
No, anyway, okay, so what we were going to... Right, so... I need to know, how are the clones made? Where and how are the clones made?
Oh, well, you know, at the factory of the, you know, the big pumping tube place.
That is not its official name.
The clone pump tube?
Essentially, yes. They sort of... Have you ever seen one of those cartoons where... So it's like a drawing.
Is it something like a wrestling holovid?
Yes.
Okay.
But colourful.
Oh, I mean, they're quite colourful already. With
more colours than red. More
okay,
colours
yes,
than
yes.
red. And two-dimensional.
So,
and,
right.
I'm getting... You need a lot of context for this. But basically...
So this is where they make the clones.
When there are snakes in a cartoon, when they swallow something, you can see the shape of it in the snake because they're big, large, stretchy tubes, you see.
Okay.
And then if they stick it up, then it comes out perfectly. And that's how a clone is made. There's a big, stretchy tube and they pop out.
So it's a
and
big snake that vomits up clones.
Well, not a snake, a tube. But I... Sorry, it was a reference I thought... But
so, okay,
yes.
So there's a big tube somewhere.
Yes.
Where's the big tube?
Well, I did get lost on the way here, you see, but it's sort of down... Down and right, and then sort of in a circle, and then sort of...
Tell you what, I've got a map...
Displaying restricted internal schematics.
I've got a map here on Imogen. Just point to it.
Oh, yes, it's this one.
Oh, right, okay. That big tube. Okay, I was a bit... There are so many tubes here.
Yes, you see, it goes into this big repository.
Okay.
And then there's this... Yes, and then this... they're kept in this holding wardrobe... kind of thing, like when I used to have a wardrobe and you know, you could just pick your uniform off.
Right,
but instead of a uniform, it's a clone, you see.
Okay, so there's a Wait, how big is this facility?
Oh, this map is not to scale, actually.
So is it big, small, big?
Large.
Big.
Large.
How,
large
is it this
tube.
This big? Bigger?
Just let me... Okay. Yes, that's that big.
Arms are not generally meant to be spaced that far apart.
Okay.
So then, so the clones come out of the tube and then they're put in sort of the clone wardrobe, you know, until they're ready for use. And then you sort of wake them up.
So they're all asleep in there?
Yes. And then when you want one, you press the button and they go down the chute.
Okay.
And then you pick them up.
A simple concept, interminably explained.
Okay. Yes, perfect. This is exactly what I need. If I can access the Imogen terminal there, then maybe
but
I can send a remote signal. What?
Oh, what is, I mean, that...
I'm going to start a clone revolution, right? Just convince them all the board are bad and they're just going to run them off.
The board are not bad, David. They are misled.
Okay, fine. Yes, okay. So I'm going to convince them all the board are misled and I'm going to set them all to writing strongly worded letters.
Oh, well, that's very good. But then what about their jobs?
Well...
What if my friends don't have a clone to send into, you know, the lava pit walkways or
then they or the... don't make them? Because that's fine. Because maybe I am a clone, right, Enola?
Yes, and I like you very much.
I don't want to do my job. It sucks.
But you must. Mm. For the good of the board, for the good of all of Stella Firma.
Hooray for highly limited principles.
Fine. I'm going to wake them all up and give them a pep talk so they're super into their jobs, but on the side, maybe they send letters to the board. Is that enough?
The problem is, David, I suppose I went straight from, you know, the schooling system straight into my job, and then I was writing pamphlets and letters and things, and I did really two things at the same time. Theoretically, I suppose that's possible.
Great. Well, I tell you what, I'll send you a clone so you can have help with your pamphlet writing, right?
Oh, would you, David?
Yeah, I'll rustle you up a David, I guess.
Oh, David. Well, so here's the thing, David. There are clones and there are clones. Davids are very good, but you don't.
Pardon?
You are very good, and so are the other Davids in your line.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would quite like a Gary.
Oh, yes. Everyone loves a Gary.
A Gary?
Yes, they're very good at writing.
A Gary?
Yes, they have very long fingers.
Okay.
They can hold many pens.
Fine. It's... A Gary. A real, real good letter-writing Gary. Gary with his letter-writing fingers. I definitely don't want to snap one by one.
Caution.
Like horrible little twit. Fleshy, slimy Gary.
Okay, so this is very important. So I'm just going
Gary,
to,
Who I'm just going to kick.
I'll just...
And
oh,
kick.
Oh, okay. Okay,
you you're better than a David, do you?
All right, so the kicking is
Gary,
very important to you right now. So I'm just going to leave.
Just going to give you a kick.
Have a good time.
Gary,
yes,
kick.
I will see you again soon. Lovely to see you as always.
You up, and I'm going to tie you into a pretzel. And you're going to be...
Yes,
okay, and you're going to be like, oh, David, I'm a pretzel. Oh, I don't want to be a pretzel, David.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Enola was played by Helen Gould. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Katie McLean, Incorrigible Worksop, Sam Lewick, Delta Psi, Tired Naiad, Yale Zombie, Elizabeth Almacy, Angelica Agbayani, David Niemczyk, Harmony Kaufman, Lane Woodward, Jack, N, Raleigh, Michelle Scarsella, Conanro, Diego Henriquez, Erica, Julie Fricker, App the Magician, Zacharias Buchanan, K Catherine Sullivan, Lijan, Jordan Patton, Sophia Stasevic, Dominic Moff-Chedoitis, Liz McCander, Juliana Scherzer, Jojoita, 104 Tarsiers, Jara 257, Kendall, Kiwi Sheep, Renata, Devin Taylor, Emily Tucker, I Should Be Asleep, Melikin, Kaylee Bales, Vincent and Amelia, Emma Baker, Emily, Here's How Webb Martin Can Still Win, The Fool, Liv Stormborn, Nicole, Just Kidding, Marika Rainey, Emily Diaz, Ava Willard, Annabelle Latt. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.